Hello and welcome to Crosstalk, where all things are considered. I'm Peter Lavelle. Is meltdown the best way to describe what is happening in American politics? The MAGA movement and conservatives are at war with each other. The Epstein files and Israel are front and center. What is at stake include the future of both political parties and the occupant in the Oval Office. Crosstalking political meltdown, I'm joined by my guest Lionel in New York. He's a legal and media analyst. In Florida, we have Craig Pasta-Jardula. He's co-host of the Convo Couch. And in Reston, we have Michael Maloof. He is a former Pentagon senior security policy analyst. All right, gentlemen, Crosstalk rules in effect. That means you can jump anytime you want, and I always appreciate it. Lionel, let me go to you first. I mean, I'm titling this program Meltdown. Right before we started our recording here, you said you were going to surprise me, so please do.
Well, there is a meltdown in terms of conservative commentary, the opinionati. If you watch the TV, the various folks who are commenting, but in terms of American politics, what American voters are thinking, they couldn't care less about what we're talking about. We're at a different level than, I hate to say it, a bunch of voters. People are saying, is this the end of MAGA? Is this the end of Trump? Is it? No, not at all, because things have changed drastically. And one of the biggest things that changed that happened here is in my native New York right now, where I am, with the election of Zoran Mamdani. That changed everything. Before him, BZ, before Zoran, people were talking about, different things about getting along and looking at the Middle East and various aspects. But now I have heard the word Sharia more than I ever have. And I'm also hearing people saying we will not allow America to become Europe or become London or anything else. So It's almost like not so much MAGA has changed, but if ever there was a kind of a central focus point on what is good for America and American only, dare I say America first or America, it's now. So what you hear on Fox or what you hear on the various platforms has nothing to do with what the average American voter and certainly the average conservative voter is thinking.
Well, Pasta, weigh in on that, because I think there is a lot going on right now. The political center seems to have collapsed. We have, the kind of rhetoric that is being used among conservatives in the MAGA or America First, whatever you want to call it, this is something unprecedented. We've never seen anything like it. And that doesn't mean the Democrats are popular. Go ahead, Pasta.
Yeah, listen, I love Lionel, but I think he's kind of a little bit high on this copium, trying to cope with what's been going on. That's what we call the antithesis of hopium that we had with Barack Obama. Of course, she's going to have Donald Trump, his hardened voters who are always going to support him no matter what. They have that on the Democratic side, the blue no matter who's. They have the reds till they're deads. But for the most part, a lot of young people who supported Donald Trump are walking away. They just had it. Believe it or not, the Charlie Kirk death, a lot of people, in the conspiracy theory world, which is now leaked out to the mainstream ever since Jeffrey Epstein, and that's on the table right now, has kind of framed this whole situation that Israel had a part to play in this death. Well, who controls Donald Trump is every single move. Israel, that is looking bad for the president. And no matter how much he screams and lies about the economy doing better and the Republicans are doing so many great things, people are still struggling out here. They go to the grocery store, the bill is high, gas hasn't really come down. Nothing has really changed. And in fact, things have gotten worse. And that all goes on the shoulders of who? Donald Trump. That's the way the mainstream looks at it, and that's what he's dealing with right now.
Yeah, Michael, it's already been mentioned here, the Epstein files, which Donald Trump had a remarkable reversal. We'll see how that pans out. And unlike any other time in my political life and being an observer of politics, Israel is front and center. This is something very different. Michael.
Yeah, I think the fact that increasing information is coming out now about Epstein's relationship to the Mossad is becoming increasingly apparent. This was designed to get as many people as they could to become subject to Israel and to Israeli thinking. And now that this information is going to come out, and I think it's going to backfire. But it's just one of many, many things. As Lionel and Craig have already stated, the world is in turmoil right now, and the center point is Donald Trump. And I think that this is, while the world seems to be in turmoil, MAGA remains intact. And I also think that but it also keeps the Democrats off guard. They cannot get their footing. The only thing they came up with was affordability.
Michael, MAGA remains intact. I'm not sure I understand that. I don't think Marjorie Taylor Greene would agree. I don't think that Tucker Carlson would agree. Mark Levin. No. I mean, I could name all these names. That's turmoil. Okay, this is a civil war.
But as Lon pointed out, they're not the mainstream Americana. The people who voted for Trump. 70, 80 million people. I mean, yeah, they all have their quirks. They all have their points of view. But isn't it interesting that Trump has now come around to Marjorie Taylor Greene's position, released the Epstein files, yet he still hates her?
Well,
I'm trying to understand that. Why doesn't he apologize to her?
Well, okay. Well, there's always a personality handicap here in this situation.
But that's what we're facing. Yeah, but we're all dealing with these personalities,
we had a series of elections not too long ago, where there were some amazing results here. Let me go back to Lionel. Lionel, what is the defining issue? I mean, again, you know, I agree. We're part of the political talking class. We talk about these things here, but there is this generational shift going on. It's happening in both parties. Lionel.
Well, I think theoretically there is, but I think as Michael is saying, and by the way, what I'm telling you is not what I believe. It's not what I think. But let me disabuse everybody of this Epstein thing. Nobody cares about Epstein. We've had Epstein for years. Every week it's a new shade. Are we going to find out? Release what? You've got victims who are saying, don't release this. This is, you can't just pour or dump files that have taken place for years. What are you talking about? We know that something happened. We know the names. We know the usual cases. And by the way, gentlemen, what I think is different, I think Epstein is bigger, and it has nothing to do with sextortion. It goes even deeper. But I'm the minority of this.
I agree with you, Lionel, but let me go to Pasta here before we go to the break here. But Pasta, my issue with this is not the Epstein saga in and itself, okay, is that Donald Trump and other people ran on this in the last election, and then they reversed themselves. This is the problem here, okay? From what I have seen already of these files, and it's not at the center of my universe, I can tell you that, but it is the lack of transparency. This is what's making a lot of people angry. You're not being transparent, and then you suddenly decide to be transparent. That's the problem here. Go ahead, Pasta.
Well, the other problem is it's making him look weak. It's making him look like Israel's calling the shots, because a lot of people believe that he is covering up for people from Israel. Also, I think both parties don't want this coming out. It's going to really stain a lot of both parties. But believe you me, this is the copium these people are on right now. They're trying to cope with the situation. The Epstein files mean a lot. His deterrent to not let it out has really cost him a lot. People have lost respect for him, and especially the younger crowd. Like I said, there'll be people that will vote for him no matter what. But for the most part, his base is cutting and running, and especially after having Giuliani in the White House, too.
Michael, weigh in on that, because, I mean, there's obviously a difference of opinion here on this program. Go ahead, Michael.
I think Trump's turmoil is what's creating all of this anxiety, but he has a plan. I think we see a direction he's heading. He has the Democrats off balance completely. Yeah, there was an off-year election here that was not good, but that was because of the affordability issue and the high prices. But that's going to be remedied. Benson is saying it's going to be remedied beginning in the first quarter of next year. And that's just in time for the midterms. So I think that we're going to be seeing some major changes here occurring. And there, I can see that Trump thrives on turmoil. It keeps his opponents off guard. And I think that that's where we're, where things are heading. And the world cannot stand it because they're so accustomed to Sleepy Joe's approach, which was virtually nothing. We were on autopilot for 4 years, and that's what they got used to. This is an entirely different approach now, and things are getting done, but it takes time. How do you unravel 4 years of doing nothing and high inflation? He's brought it down from
let me stay with you. I mean, okay, let's talk about America first. And why is Donald Trump campaigning for Lindsey Graham?
You're asking me why?
I'm asking you because there's a difference here between personalities and ideas. And a lot of people, believe that ideas are being betrayed here. Go ahead, Michael.
Because Lindsey Graham supports his military approach toward Ukraine and Israel. Lindsey Graham wants Palestinians annihilated. He wants genocide. He supports
Is that good for the occupant of the Oval Office?
But that's the way Trump is. I mean, look, he's catering to his contributors.
Okay, well, I mean, we go back to the beginning of the program here. There's a lot of turmoil going on here. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to interrupt myself because we're going to go to a short break. And after that short break, we'll continue our discussion on political meltdown. Stay with RT. Welcome back to Crosstalk, where all things are considered. I'm Peter Lavelle. To remind you, we're discussing political meltdown. Lionel, a lot of people on the right and in MAGA have openly complained that Trump is too overly absorbed into foreign policy. And that key word that's already been mentioned on this program is being neglected, affordability. A lot of people voted in the New York City election because of affordability, okay? So this is what's really confusing for a lot of people. Okay, go ahead, Lionel.
Well, they also voted because of 5 million new people who crept over the borders out of nowhere, and Mamdani won by 54.4%, not exactly a landslide. Look, Peter, apparently, and I love all this copium, slopium, sounds cute. And when it comes to cute, let me tell you something, it doesn't get any better than this. But do you want to talk about what voters are thinking or what the intelligentsia is thinking? Peter, how many times have you heard Americans talk about the way the Russian voter thinks, about what Russia thinks, about what people think about Putin? And you think, what the hell are these people talking about? They don't live here. Oh, no, no, no. I'm watching national coverage, and there's a deficit. And it's like, you don't live here. I don't know how to break it to you. But if you ask most Americans, what do you think about foreign policy? They'll say, well, you know, whatever. We have been dealing with Israel and the Middle East our entire lives. Again, not me, but the average voter. We're always going to have that. Russia, Ukraine, we don't even talk about
that
anymore.
Well, Lionel, though, people never vote on these things. These are always elite projects, okay?
And if
you ask the American people, the elites don't listen anyway. And that's one of the problems right now. Keep going.
What bothered most people, what we have, again, not me, but what people have talked about more than anything else is the addition to the White House. Trump actually building a wing on the White House. More people talked about that. And other things, too, in terms of this, the usual, who's going to be, is midterms coming up? Is it going to be J.D. Vance? And by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I hate to break it to you. Nobody gives a damn about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Again, what it comes down to
is what people... millions of followers on Twitter she has. Nobody cares about her. This is what I'm saying. You guys are deluded right now. You're delusional. I mean, it's crazy to sit there and think that this doesn't have an effect on what's going on. Let me tell you something. People have learned that our foreign policy is our domestic policy. They understand that we're paying the bill. And we, like Marjorie Taylor Greene explained very clearly, you know, Israel gets free healthcare on our dime. Israel gets education on our dime. Young people are seeing this. They're not seeing their lives getting better. And that's why they voted for Mamdani, by the way. It wasn't 5 million people creeping over the border to vote. Once again, this trope with no evidence whatsoever. Wives' tales that illegal immigrants are voting. There's no evidence of that whatsoever. People voted for him because of affordability. They think that free buses is a good thing.
Oh, right? My God. If I'm into copium, you're into the Kool-Aid, man. I don't know where you live. I don't know what parallel universe you're in, but I'd love to visit. I'm here. I know what I'm talking about. You're confusing what I believe with what I think is going to happen politically. And by the way, I love the histrionics. It's very becoming. But focus on what I'm saying. I'm talking about elections, not right or wrong. Very, very simple.
They just got blown away in the last elections, Lionel. They got blown away, the Republicans. They are a sinking ship.
Well, Michael, talking about these elections here, I surmise this Republicans, MAGA, America First, just didn't vote. And this is one of the reasons why these were landslides for the Democrats, a party that is extremely unpopular in the United States. That's why I will go back to the beginning. I'm calling this a meltdown because we haven't seen anything like this before. Michael.
No, I think it's because Trump was not in this election. And you had people,
or maybe because
the affordability question did come up, and people see what's on the table and how much it's costing them. That still rings true, but we're hoping that it comes down. And I think I'm not a spokesman for the Trump administration, but I have faith in the fact that they are implementing things now that will have results in the next few months. Yeah, when you turn an aircraft carrier around, it takes 10 miles. It doesn't happen immediately. And the same with the economy. If you're going to turn the economy around, it takes time and you've got to build on it. The same with the turning of an aircraft carrier. It's just people have got to be patient. And Trump uses the example. He's in office for 3 days and the Democrats are yelling and screaming about the high prices of eggs. Well, he said, look, I just got here. And, you know, it takes time to bring these.
But in all fairness, gentlemen, he was president before. OK, did people vote for the United States to go to war against Venezuela?
Not at all. And once again, the foreign policy is dragging him down. They understand what's going on. Yeah, Lionel did kind of mention the fact that a lot of people don't care about foreign policy. And for years, when you would poll people and you'd ask them, where does foreign policy come up to play? And it was in low teens, you know, they really didn't care. But that's changed right now because people understand clearly that with these foreign policy endeavors, we're paying for it. The American tax dollar is paying for it. And they see all this money going out for endless war from the peace president, right? The guy who was supposed to end all wars. And they start seeing what's going on at home, and they're pointing the finger right at him.
Okay, Lionel, does foreign policy play a greater role? Because we've already mentioned here the generational change. For goodness sakes, both parties certainly need that. But more young people are struggling. And just like what Pasta said here, I mean, $1 trillion defense budget. Trump, at one point in time, said he was going to have it. Now he increases it. I'm getting to the point about how people perceive promises and promises not kept. Lionel.
Well, I'll tell you what really bothers people more than this. Yeah, I mean, theoretically, sure, of course, foreign policy matters. But what people are really worried about here is things like crime. And there's another thing, too, which a lot of people do not want to talk about. But the headlines here are Grand Rapids, Michigan. Calls to prayer at 3 a.m. Calls for Sharia. Is this going to be this? Is this going to be a new way? And every time somebody talks about, and again, I say this again, I'm not suggesting that I agree with this, but when you bring up Middle East and foreign, a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, you mean foreign like the invasion here, like the people coming here? Americans still don't like the fact that we are being, that there's a perception that we are being swarmed by people from different cultures who do not necessarily want to assimilate, but want to replace our culture with theirs. And you can talk all you want about people who visit the White House and the Middle East, and that's important for us. But to a lot of people who are looking around, they're saying, I don't like this. America First makes a lot of sense, especially here. So I want to talk about what's happening here locally in my community regarding crime and taxes and what's going on here, and not necessarily what's going on around, you know, the rest of the world. Now, again, that's not what I believe. And this, but I'm telling you right now, gentlemen, I am concerned about the midterms. I'm concerned about 28. Don't think for one minute that I'm talking about pie in the sky. But so far, if I were to take a photograph now of what the country is thinking, that's where we are now. A couple of years from now, a year from now, a week from now, it could all change.
I think that I mentioned earlier that, you know, there's the political center is collapsing, and we see all these ridiculous calls, there's the Sharia law and all that. I mean, this is just nonsense on Twitter, okay? There's no reality to it whatsoever. These are just dog whistles here. But dog whistles are a way not to talk about affordability. Why is the United States building a new military base in Israel on the border of Gaza? $500 million. I mean, I think if people become aware of it, it's like, well, why are we doing that? Okay, when there's an affordability problem in the United States. And that's what MAGA was supposed to be all about. Instead of supporting Lindsey Graham for his next election to the Senate. I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. And this is why we're making this program. Go ahead.
And, you know, you get Donald Trump attacking the most popular, congressman and Thomas Massie, you know, and Marjorie Taylor Greene right now. Yeah, like, it's falling. But, Peter, what you hit about, that's what a lot of people are starting to do. They're starting to connect the dots. Lionel was alluding to the fact that people aren't happy with the border invasion. No, that's the populist right that isn't really concerned about that. But they're starting to connect the dots. They're starting to see and think maybe our foreign policy, the 1,000 bases around the globe, the constant war, maybe that's what's causing the migration here in the first place. That's what people are starting to do. They're starting to connect the dots. And as they start to connect the dots, they don't look as MAGA and Donald Trump helping the situation. They see him inflaming the situation. I mean, this guy is a warmonger's warmonger.
Michael, how different is Trump's foreign policy from Biden's?
Well, I think it's approaching the same way. In fact, it's expanding in our own backyard.
But people didn't vote for that. They didn't vote for the Biden foreign policy. But this is what they have. Go ahead.
I was going to get to that. I was going to say that is not what they wanted. We've been at war since 2001 constantly, and people are sick of it. They want to change. And Trump is going against every doctrine that he proposed and promised, and he's just going against all of it in order to support his political henchmen such as Graham, and to continue doing what he's doing with Israel and what's not being reported. The Israelis haven't stopped war. They're now going into southern Lebanon and the areas that the IDF. Let me finish. The areas where the IDF is controlling, they're selling property to the settlers.
They're chewing away at another sovereign country's territory, and that's not going reported at all.
Michael,
and Trump is back
Michael, you are preaching to the choir right now, okay? And on that note, gentlemen, we've run out of time. Very spirited episode, and I'm very happy about that. Very happy to have all three of you. So I want to thank my guests in New York, Florida, and in Reston. And, of course, I want to thank our viewers for watching us here at RT. See you next time. Remember, crosstalk rules.